Well, that's the big question, because there are so few companies that are pursuing this at present, and there are more in the biofuels area, but the combination biochar and biofuel, there are very, very few, and only a small handful of emerging companies that seem to be on an economically sound footing have constructed their pilot or demonstration plants. I'm not aware of a large scale, a company that has multiple installations and multiple years of track records. This is certainly before there's a major push to promote and subsidize such an effort. We need to have a few installations at scale that would demonstrate the economic viability under certain situations, bearing in mind that there will be many different situations. If we compare a pyrolysis system that utilizes green wastes from parks in a municipality to generate heat to offset fossil fuels and use the biochar as a high-value horticultural product, maybe for green roofs, is a completely different economic proposition than growing biomass with miscanthus on marginal lands and having a dedicated biofuel, biochar installation. Those will be economically completely different. The former will probably be incentivized by the waste management, the need for waste management and offsetting transportation costs for landfill, whereas the latter will, under today's situation, not be economically feasible, because the growing a biomass plant dedicated for biochar and biofuel production does not seem to be economically viable at this point.